Yo, it's your boy, J-Man Bell, coming to you on this morning on the thought of committed to the unimportant. When I tell you, sometimes we commit to things that aren't important, but we find them vital to us. We find ourselves missing the important things of the kingdom and of God. And we do that by first not committing to seeking him first. The Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Why do we find ourselves being committed to things that aren't important? Simply because our heart places, the things we put our hearts in, and the things we have our hopes in, the things we have our directions of what we think are important to life, like how we pay our bills and how we spend our money and how we function in relationships and things like that. Those are things that are important to us. The things that are important to us typically fall in areas of where we have failed. Many times our important things are from things that we haven't been successful in, things that have caused us a tremendous collapse, a tremendous setback, or something that's really, really caused us to consider life because we don't want to lose it again. So those things turn to importance for us. How we, even, you know, bad experiences with what has happened to us as a child, many times that kind of filtrates over into how we function in life and how we operate in life as a whole, because we've failed, we've fallen short, we couldn't succeed. And so when those areas in our lives crumble, we start to categorize them early and very, very vital for us. Even areas in our fears, we put our importance, and we commit to the importance of fears in our lives, areas of rejection, those areas that we guard close to our heart. You know, the Bible does say that where our treasures are, our heart will be also. And many times we'll find those treasures in places where we've lost focus, we've lost sight of, we've lost strength in, and we've ultimately deemed ourselves as some type of fallen component in certain areas. But when I say seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, what God is saying to us is that I need for you to commit to the important thing. This is important here. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He puts it first, as in priority, and then making that important. In other words, the unimportant things that you're committed to, God is saying, I need for you to change your focus and get back to that seeking place, that looking place, and take your focus off of what it is you're looking at as important. And God says, make my kingdom important. Make the way I think important. Make the way I feel about things important. Make the way I talk about things important. Make the way I perceive things as important, not secondary. I don't need my kingdom things secondary. How do we find out God's way of doing things? We do it through his word. We do it through our praise. Through our prayer, excuse me. We do it through our prayer life, through his word. We find out how his kingdom operates, how his kingdom works, and how he functions through the word, through our prayer life. Establishing those kind of areas are making God vital. Start making him vital. I know we say we do, but God says, when you start to make me vital, when you start to seek me first every day, look for me. Every day seek for me. Because what's going to happen is your importance, your unimportant is getting changed to what's important. And our unimportant many times does not amount to very much. Even, watch this, even what we do in our ministry, in our home, and even self-building places, that if we are not, making seeking God, and I know it sounds kind of repetitious for what is something you've already heard, but until we start to understand the direction of what it is the kingdom is and what it is we're looking for in the kingdom of God and what it is that we hope for in God's viewpoints and God's plans, until we understand that, then everything else we do is going to still be unimportant. Nothing is more important than seeking his kingdom first. Because we get the plans, we get the things that he says his righteousness, seek for his kingdom and his righteousness, and then what? All other things will be added. It's a simple plan. We say it so easily and so commonly all the time. Just seek it first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. But God is saying, listen, I'm giving you the blueprint to how I provide for your life. All other things will be added. Because God says, this is what I give to you next. This is what I give to you next. I'll start laying out your life one thing at a time. But it starts with me. It starts with me and it ends with me. Isn't that something? He said, I am the Alpha and Omega and the beginning and the end. But when you start to put other things before God, when you start to gravitate and allow your mindset to maneuver into other things that aren't important. I know we worry and I know we're concerned. But God says that that's still not as important as my kingdom. I know areas of your life that you have need of. But God says that's not as important as what we need to get accomplished by you. What I need to get accomplished. God says, I know the things that I think towards you. I know the plans. I've shared that before. But what we have got to realize is that by seeking him, lining up with his thoughts, then letting him align our way, then we start to see, okay, I see I've been investing too much time in something that was not important to God. I'm not saying that he doesn't value your children. I'm not saying he doesn't value your circumstances. He doesn't value your places of healing. I'm not saying that he doesn't value you having a job. I'm not saying he doesn't value all of those things that we call valuable to us. But I am saying that God says, my kingdom, my way of thinking becomes so prioritized in everything that you do, because if you think the way I think, then you'll function the way I function. But I need for you to think like I think. And I know the scripture of my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways are higher than your ways. But if you are even in a glimpse of a different area of life, if you're even in a culture for just a moment, you adapt to some of the things that occur in that culture. I went and traveled to Africa a couple of times, and the thing that I found myself in is being adaptable to the arena of where I was. I went there permanently, but in the time that I was there, it was still enough for me to understand some of the culture, some of the language, some of the ways, some of the operations and things like that. And God is saying that, hey, I just need for you to be seeking first the kingdom and understand some of the ways that I perform things. You're not going to understand everything about me. It's not intended for you to be. But if I can get you in this arena, then you'll start to see things just a little bit differently. God's just trying to change our focus a little bit at a time. He knows that we're not going to change our whole behavior overnight. He knows that we're not going to just stop immediately doing everything that we were doing in the way we think and plan things. But God says, if I can just introduce you to the way I do things in the kingdom just a little bit, then that little bit can turn into a lot of bit. And that's all God says. I'm just trying to shift your focus a little at a time. Shift your commitment a little at a time. And then I can add to your life from the little that you partake of in my kingdom. Let's seek him first and make the non-committed, the commitment to the unimportant, the commitment to the unimportant turn into the commitment to the important. It's your boy, J-Man. Y'all, I will talk to y'all soon, y'all. Be blessed. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, it's been a blessing to you. It's been helpful to you. It's been insightful to you. Y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. I always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the journey where we'll be leaving Take a Life one step at a time and stay in the journey. Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast, y'all. Don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say.